Okay, so Tosus is trying to move his mechalik in the Hana. In the two cases, he's trying to move mechalik in the case over here that that if the Nachum does it for you, it's Aser, right? Like by the Ne'er. And the case of Kivoy, where even though he's doing it for you, it's Mutter. Right? You don't have to stop. Right? Those are the two cases. So what does he say? So he says that over there, because over there the Gemara says the Nochri is doing it a Daita Dinafshe. He's doing it on his own accord. And over here, we say he's doing it for you. Right? That's the problem. Over there, the Gemara says he's doing it for himself. Selfish. And that's why it's mutter. And over here, the Gemara is saying he's doing it for you. The only thing is, his motivation would seem to be the same in either case. His motivation is the same in either case. One second. Just take a little space. Okay. His motivation is the same in either case. Right? If you're going to say there's a principle that everybody is self-motivated for their own ends, then it's true in all things a person does. There's no difference, especially in these types of things. We don't have to talk about extreme cases. But over here it's Asur. By the candle it's Asur, and by the keyboard it's Mutter. So Tosus is Mechalik. So as you say, he says, Dechi Amrina Nochri Adaita de Nafshe Ko Ovid. When do we say the guy is doing it for himself? Hani Mili the keyboard. Ukiyotzi bo. She'en Yisrael Nene B'maisah Nochri. So then, I mean, if he's not Nene B'maisah Nochri, what does he mean? Who cares? He's doing it for himself. What do you mean? He's not nene b'maisa anachri. Aval hocha sheguf Yisrael nene b'maisa anachri. Lo amrinan adaita d'nafshe kovid. But here, the Jew is being benefited by the action of the guy. The guf. Because now he can see. Well, now he can get off the boat. Or feed his animal, water his animal. So therefore we say that what? Now we say a daite. Now we don't say a daite is nafshe kavod. Since the nochri is miskaven for your hano. And what's he miskaven for when he puts out the fire?
Is he saying it doesn't matter, or is he saying if the kavana will make it one way or the other?
No, we're saying this is what it's considered.
Because of the commission.
Because of the case. When the Jew is being nene from the maisa of the Nochri Beguf, then we say the guy is doing it for the Jew. Right? But when he's not nene Beguf, like by the keyboy, then we say he's doing it for himself. Right? That's what we're saying.
But I'm just wondering if, let's say he was doing it for the Jew, but he had in mind not to be. Like, in terms of the Maisa. The Jew was benefiting from the Maisa, but the guy didn't.
Then he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself as Mutter. If he lights the candle for himself, it's Mutter.
Right.
Right? Okay, so what do you say here? So what do you say? So what does he mean? What's the difference in the cases?
In the case of the light.
Yeah.
He's when he's with the Nair, he's producing a positive quality, right, in the room.
But or
exactly. But when he's turning off the light, there's no positive quality called darkness. It's just a lack of light. It's an absence of light. So it's not really.
You would say or vore
exactly.
Not exactly, it's different.
Well, right. Yeah. What does it mean? It's a good child. That's a metaphysical question. Can't take that up now.
Okay.
For all of that Jewish here. Yeah. But darkness is an absence of light. So you can't say that's the difference. There, you can't. He's not producing anything. He's just producing an absence of light. That's not really a positive.
So what does it mean? So who cares if Daita is Nafsha? What does it mean that Daita is Nafsha over there? So what's the Adaita is Nafsha over there? In terms of what? Yeah. In terms of what is it that Daita is Nafsha? What's the Gemara saying would be Usr over there? The Gemara is saying, what would be Usr over there? Like the case of the Ben, right? Did you get, you got the cases, Ezra? No? Okay. Now, as the case over there is, the Mishnah on Kuf Chof Aleph, Ahmed Aleph, the Mishnah over there says that if there's a fire in the Jew's house on Shabbos, and a guy comes to put out the fire, so you're not allowed to tell him put out the fire, but you don't have to tell him don't put out the fire. Okay, but the Mishnah says if a child comes and puts out the fire, then you have to tell him don't put out the fire. Okay, so the Gemara says why? Because the child is doing it to please the adult. Talking about a child who's very young. He doesn't have his own will. So he's doing it because he knows the father, let's say, is happy with it. So for the man to stand there and allow the child to do it is like telling him to do it. Okay? It's like an expression of the father's das. Tantamount to his own, to an instruction. But the Gemara says, but a guy, even though he knows the Jew is happy, he's doing it for his own reasons. Whatever the reason is, he wants to become. He wants the Jew to like him. He has some ulterior motive. Right, but so that's why the Gemara is saying over there, when the guy is coming to put out the fire, even though that's a malacha. Okay. Alright, malach shem shivichol gufa, but even the rabbanans are also tell a guy to do and to be nana from. But since it's since he's doing it for himself, it's over there. The Gemara says it's a daitid nafshe by the fire, right? It's a daitid nafshe. But over here we say, even though he's doing it for the Jew, there's no question he's doing it for the Jew. But the Gemara says that's still considered a daitid nafshe. Right? Because ultimately it's for his own benefit. Whereas over here it's saying if a guy lights a candle for the Jew, he can't be nana from the candle. Oh, so why don't you say he's ultimately doing it for himself too? How come over there, in both cases, the guy is doing the malacha for the Jew? In the common way of looking at it, in the ordinary way of looking at it, in the real world looking at it, both cases he's doing it for the Jew. Not coming there to put out the fire because he's practicing putting out fires. He's doing it because the Jew's house is burning and he wants to save the Jew's house. But over there we look to his behind-the-scenes motivations, right? And we say, behind the scenes, he really has a selfish motivation. Whereas, and we say, therefore, it's not considered doing it for the Jew, right? But over here, we say, no, Pashut, he's doing it for the Jew, and that's it. So what's the difference? That's what Tosis is trying to figure out. What's the difference? When do we psychologize? And when do we just take apparent truth? Right? So he's saying the difference is over there by the fire. When he lights the candle, he's saying the Jew is nene in his guf. Okay. And over there the Jew is not really being nene from his maisa. But we're trying to understand what that means. So Max is saying that when the guy lights the candle, what'd you say, Max? He makes a positive thing. He makes light.
Right.
But over there, he's not making anything positive.
He's just removing.
He's just removing something. He's just removing something. So therefore what? So what does it mean over there? It's a daite de nafshe. What does it mean over there? It's a daite de nafshe. So it means to say over there, again, that question you can answer simply. You could say that the only isser over there would be to tell the guy to do it. It would be like an isser of Amir al-Akam itself. Right? Like the child. That over there is talking about a different question. Over there it's saying that in terms of that even though he's not being nene from the thing that he's doing, like a positive way, like Max is saying, it still would be usher to tell the guy to do it. You're not allowed to tell him to put out the fire. Because that would be an Amir al-Akam. Right? All the Gemara is saying, all the Mishnah is saying over there is that you don't have the problem of being nene from the product, from what he's creating, because he's not creating anything. And in terms of the Maisa of the guy itself, the Maisa of Kiboy, that's not considered that he's your agent. Right? Just shot-wise, I'm just trying to help you out with this. Right? Now, as over there, it's a question of, is the guy your agent? So we say the cutten is like he's your agent. The cutten is like he's your agent, because the cutten has no free will. The cutten has he's not a prime mover. He only reacts to other people. So if he knows that you're happy, then he's considered your agent. Right? But the guy, the adult, is not considered your agent. That's all it means, adaita d'nafshe. It means it's not like it's your maisa. Okay? But over here is a different problem. Right? Over here is a different problem. It's not a question of, is the guy your agent? Right? It's a question of what? Of being nene from the mice of the guy. Right? That's sort of what you're trying to say?
The problem is,
yes.
No, I. The only problem with this is if you say that. So by the darkness case, there shouldn't be a question about the goy. It should just be if he removed, let's say if he did keyboy, right?
Right.
So it should stop at that you're not really benefiting from his maisa. You know what I mean?
No, but there's still a further problem. The further problem is to instruct a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos. In that sense, we say it's a daita d'nafshe. You know what I'm saying?
But are you saying in the case of the or you are, it is considered your shliach?
No.
You're not saying that.
Not saying that.
But it's a different problem.
That's right. There are two different problems. So what's the problem in the case of the or? So why can't you say the same thing in the case of the or? That what? That he's doing it on his own. For his own reasons, he's doing it. That's because we say by the or as well that if he does it for himself, it's mutter. Right? Mm-hmm. He does it for himself, it's mutter by the or. So, and we said by the case of the kiboy that he's considered to be acting on his own. Right? He's considered to be acting on his own. So still, by the candle, why don't you say he's acting on his own? Right? I'm really just bringing the question out a little more fully.
In the case of kiboy, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, the guy's das was like the katan. Would it then be a problem?
If you were an imbecile, yeah, it would be a problem.
Because I'm saying, in that case, you still not benefiting directly from the malacha. You just don't want your house to burn down. So why does the fact that this das is?
But you can't do the keyboard, right? As long as you can't do the keyboard, you can't tell someone to do the keyboard.
No, you're not telling him.
And you can't wink and nod and hint and all that stuff. It's equivalent. That's what the Gemara is saying. Uh-huh. It's equivalent. If somebody does not have their own das, and you're standing there is basically taking over their das. That's the same thing as you're doing.
They're two completely different things. It's not like one is dependent on the other, and there's two separate issues at hand.
I think you just said two opposite things.
Yeah.
They are completely different things, and they are two different issues at hand.
They're not dependent on each other. You don't need one to have the other.
You know, this whole world is very interconnected. It's hard to... very hard to...
Butterfly flap the twig.
Let's see if we can figure out what the other thing is first. What's the other thing? The other thing is like this, saying that what? No, the question is like this. Still the question. So in terms of the Maisa of the guy, right? Let's just put it together again. In terms of the Maisa of the guy, you don't say the guy's Maisa is your Maisa. Now, take the Kiboy case. The Kiboy case is just isolating the Maisa of the guy. Correct? Because there's no product. There's no product. It's just Maisa. So by the Maisa of the guy, you say, what? As long as he has his own free will, he's making a cheshbin, and he's making a choice, and that choice makes it his Maisa. Mm-hmm. Right? So when the guy puts out the fire, there's no reason to stop him. Because he's making his own cheshbin. He's doing his own Maisa. It's his activity. You say to him, who are you doing this for? For myself. Okay, I'm not working for anybody. I'm not working for anybody. So, I decided to put out the fire. Nobody made me put out the fire. I decided to put out the fire. Okay? But the question then is, why can't you carry that same kind of thinking to the candle? And say to the guy is making a cheshbon. He knows the Jew wants to read. And he knows the Jew will like him if he can benefit him. So he decides to do the mice of lighting the candle. So why don't I say, the lighting of the candle is completely the guy's Maisa. And therefore, it's Litzarko, right? It's for himself. And that's the halacha. Whenever a guy does something for himself, you're allowed to use it. Right? Mm-hmm. So what's the difference? See, the difference is whether that is the very difference that Tosis is trying to say. The very difference is whether the object whether the Maisa has a result. Okay? Like you were saying, Max. That's going to make a difference between whether you say he's doing it for himself or not. How? Because what is the guy doing when he lights the candle? Is he doing simply a Maisa?
No, he's producing something.
No. The Maisa that he's doing of lighting the candle is really just a means to a product of or. He really is creating or. Right? That's really what he's doing. He's creating or. Right? Now, who is that or for? Right? What is he trying to shine a light on? What is he trying to illuminate? He's trying to illuminate the Jews' makom. Correct? So the Maisa, through its product, terminates in the Yisrael. Right? Now there's a product of the Maisa, and that product is the benefit of the Jew. Just to the benefit of the Jew. So now you say, you don't ask the question, whose Maisa is the lighting of the candle? Of course it's his Maisa. Mm-hmm. The Jew's not telling him to light the candle. But if you say, whose or is he producing?
Yisrael's.
That's the Yisrael's or. Is that? He's producing the or. He's producing the light of the Jew.
As opposed to
when he produces light for himself.
I know.
That's right. That's the difference. But that's what Tosis is saying. Saying if there's purely Maisa, if the whole activity is Maisa and it doesn't produce an entity, then the question is just a question of motivation. You understand? Then it's a question of motivation of the Maisa. We say, well, why do people really do things? For themselves. Right?
If it's not
so whose Maisa is it? It's his Maisa. Correct? In terms of Maisa alone, it's his Maisa. You don't say it's the Jew's Maisa. That's a Daiti de Nafshe is talking about the Maisa. Correct? Whose Maisa is it? What's the cause of this Maisa? What's the reason of this Maisa? The Maisa belongs to the guy himself. It's not considered like the Jew is holding his hand to pour the water on the fire.
Then why is Tosfos put it in terms of, he says, Hani Milu B'Kiboy V'Kiyotibo, Shein Yisrael Nehenah B'Maisa Nachri. Why does he put
That's
it in terms
right.
of being Nehenah from...
He says, but if the Maisa produces something, right, if the Maisa produces an entity, okay, and it doesn't have to really be a physical entity. I mean, that's the interesting thing. It could be, an entity like a kevesh, like the ramp, produces the ramp, produces the water for the animal, produces the ore.
Produces the quality. I mean,
so if it produces, if it produces something, right, and that product is for the benefit. You know, in terms of the product, you can't say the ore is the guys, because he himself is creating the ore for the Jew. You understand? He's creating the ore for the Jew. That's the Maisa of Hadlaka creates an entity, and the entity is beneficial. The guy's Maisa itself is to produce ore for the Yisrael, right? So since that Maisa has a product, correct, then we can define the Maisa by the product. We could say, so the Hadlaka is really just the production of ore for the Jew. So since it has a product, so now we can qualify it, we can qualify its purpose by the product. We could say, what was the purpose of this Maisa? The product is the ore. And whose ore is it? Whose ore did he produce? He produced the ore of the Yisrael. Right? But when you just do a Maisa that has no product, now the only way to define it is by the motivation. And as long as we can say the motivation ultimately is himself, then you're okay. That's the difference. That's why he's saying if there's a product, then you could say he didn't just do a Maisa, he created ore. Now whose ore did he create? Well, he created the ore of the Yisrael.
That doesn't matter then.
Right, he created the ore. Well, that is his das. Das is right. His motivation is not important.
Right.
You don't say, no, it's just because his motivation was for the Jew to like him, that doesn't mean he created his own ore. You understand? That doesn't mean he created his own light. He's not using the light at all. Right? Now, it's really, by the key boy, the only product that he's creating, and that product is not important. The only product he's creating really is goodwill, and that's completely to himself, right? That's the only benefit of the Maisa. The benefit of the Maisa is how the Jew views him, and that only goes to himself. But by the candle, by the ore, he's creating an entity of ore. Now you can't say that he's creating his own ore, because he's motivated by himself, right? Like if I pay you to build me a house, doesn't make it, the house is mine, right? I could say, why are you working? You're working for yourself, you're a contractor. You're only working because you want to work. That's true, I'm not making you work, it's your choice, right? But whose house is it? Doesn't mean it's your house because you have your own motivation to build it. The product is mine. The product is mine. The motivation is your own, but the product is mine. So when there's a product, then I can qualify the Maisa in some way. I can qualify the Maisa not just by the motivation, but there's a real entity that the Maisa is qualified by. Right? By its own intrinsic definition, because the Maisa really creates something. So it's the cause, the Maisa is really the cause of an entity for the Yisrael. So that makes the... that means that in terms of the hadlaka, whose hadlaka is it? It's the hadlaka of the ore of the Yisrael. But in terms of the kibbutz, there's no product. So now it's just a question of what motivated him to do this maisa. That's himself. Okay, so that's what Tosa is saying. The whole question over here is only by cases where is only cases where there's a product, and the Jew is nana from that product. But if there's, because then you can say, then you can qualify the maisa as a tzarach for the Jew via the goal of the maisa, via the physical outcome of the maisa. But by the kibbutz it's not the same. I think that Chorim don't have a question, right? That if a guy turns off a light, he's allowed to sleep in that room, right? Mm-hmm. But according to this toast, it's not a problem. According to this toast, it's not a problem.
Because why again? Because
there's no product. There's no product.
Because we don't call that a quality like magic.
Apparently that's true. I mean, unless they're going to say in terms of that, it is a quality. It is a product. Producing a... But I mean, a house that's not burned down is also a product, isn't it? A house that's not on fire? Isn't that a more inhabitable house than a house that's on fire? It's hard to say that it's...
It's not a new quality of house.
It's not a what?
It's not a new quality of house.
It is when it's on fire. I mean, that's a question. I mean, a light room and a dark room would seem to be a less of a difference than a house on fire and a house not on fire. That would be a problem. That's an interesting question. No, because it would seem still that he has to be nana from it on Shabbos.
What was the question?
The Jew is never going to be nana from the coal on Shabbos. The guy was producing a coal. I don't know, though. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Just give me 1 second.
So we left on with the question of why, according to Tosfos, if the way he learns, the way we can recognize the guy's action, given that there's no malacha for a guy, is hanas malacha. Why is it mutter when the guy does it for himself? Because that's also producing hanas malacha.
No, because that's not that. That's there's no the maisa. If the guy's maisa is if the product is for himself, then it's not shaykh to any malacha at all. It's only shaykh to malacha when the benefit is going to come to somebody who has malacha. Then you can associate it with malacha. Mm-hmm. Whereas the guy's mice is no malacha, right? It's only considered related to malacha when it's accomplishing a hanoa for somebody who has malacha. It's only considered malacha by its association to the Jew.
Doesn't it have the hanoa regardless of whether he intended it for the Jew or not? I mean, that hanoa.
No, because for him, there's no malacha.
Right.
So what makes so in his own in everything he does for himself, there's no idea of malacha. It only gets the idea of malacha, right? When it's doing something that would take a malacha, right? But it's only something that would require a malacha when it's for a Jew. Because only a Jew would have to do a malacha to get it. A guy doesn't have to do malacha to get the light. It's impossible.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
There's no malacha for a guy. But if it's your light, right, then since it's a product in your framework, right, it's a product, that's what it's created for, a light for a Jew. And a Jew would have to do malacha. Malacha is not a description of an activity. Malacha is a halachic quality, a halachic entity. A guy, as hard as a guy tries, he cannot do malacha on Shabbos. Right? He can do what looks like a malacha. He can do what would be a malacha for a Jew, but he cannot do malacha. Right? Mm-hmm. But, so how does he get the quality of a malacha? It's only because its product exists in the framework of someone who has malacha. Now, is it the light of a Jew? But a Jew would have to do malacha to get this light.
I just don't see how his das is relevant. I understand that point.
The das is relevant to make it the Jew's light. The guy's das is what makes it the light of the Jew. Right? That's what we're saying over here now. What makes it, when the guy turns on a light in a room, whose light is it? Whose light did he produce? It depends who he intended to give the light to.
So if it's his light, then there's no element of malacha
that's
exists
right.
there, because it was all him.
That's right.
But if it was for the Jew,
the ma'isa is certainly not a malacha, and the product exists without any malacha at all.
And then hana can be called hana's malacha if his intent was for the Jew.
Right.
Just to clarify one thing, when we say that this Isser encompasses more than just the malachos proper, right? It encompasses tchum and encompasses all other Isser
with your
banner. Right. So what quality is that then? I mean, it's not malacha. When we say quality of malacha,
well, the rabbanim are just extensions of Isser Shabbos.
I don't understand what the Tosfos jumps from whether you're allowed to benefit from the malacha to the kibbutz case, you know? But what's, I mean, what is he, what's the question he's dealing with? Is the question, are you allowed to, is it whether you're allowed to benefit from malacha, or is the question is are you mechuyev to tell him not to do this malacha? You know what I mean?
That's an interesting question.
Like, basically, what is he dealing with in this Tosfos? What's the shaila in the Tosfos?
Right. I
understand.
That's an interesting question, because you could say there's no question at all, right? You could say there's no question at all. The only issur is to use what a guy produces on Shabbos.
Right.
I know. That's why most Rishonim don't even bring up this question. Apparently they learn like that. That you could say there's no shaila at all. There's no question at all. Because all you see from this Mishnah is that if a guy creates a product, there's an issur to use that product. Right?
Right.
But what product did the guy create that you're going to use on Shabbos by the kiboy? Nothing.
Exactly.
Apparently, Tosfos learns, though, it's an isser to be neneh from the maisa of a guy.
Not from the product.
It's an isser to be neneh from an isser that a guy does. From a guy's doing a maisa.
I was wondering why I kept on putting it in terms of the maisa.
So therefore, he says, look, the guy is putting out the fire. Are you enjoying that? Yes. That's the basis of his question.
Okay.
Right?
You don't call the coals a product because the Jews are interested in that.
Right. Right? It's a good point. I know, I was also wondering about that. Okay. Let's take this next Tosfos up here. It's a very interesting Tosfos. Very interesting Tosfos. A little bit of confusing part in there. Did you get it all straight?
We didn't go through it yet. We just worked on the...
Oh, okay.
We didn't start yet. All
right, so let's start this Tosfos then. Does somebody want to try to read it?
I'll try to read it.
Go ahead.
Alright, Mashka Acharav Yisrael.
Alright, so what's the case? Again, the case is like this. The case is, the Mishnah has a funny case. The Mishnah has a case, it's a little bit of an unusual case. It says like this. Mile mayim lahashkos behemto. Right? How do you translate that? He filled up water, and Rashi says, mi bor b'shus harabim, because he's looking for a malacha, right?
Right, in order to provide drink for his...
Right. Is there
we were wondering if there was one word. There's no feed by a drink, right?
Right. Yeah. To water the animal.
Yeah.
The cowboys would say that, no? You gotta watch more cowboy movies. You gotta water the animal. Just like you water
plants.
You water a plant, you water an animal. It's a different way. You don't pour the water on the animal.
Right.
You put it in front of it and it drinks by itself. But that's called watering an animal. Lahashko spanto. Okay. So you fill up water to water the animal.
Right.
Okay. So then the Mishnah says, if the guy is watering his own animal, if that was his intention, just to water his own animal, then you're allowed to mosey over there and water your animal, right?
Right.
But if he did it for the Jew, it's also.
Right.
Okay. Now the Gemara goes through that there's a Havamina, why you need both cases. Why do you need the case of the nair and the case of the water? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, because there's a Havamina like this. Let's take the first piece of Gemara. It says like this. Vitzricha. Why do you need both cases? Right?
Right. Diyashmina nair. Mishum de nair la'echad. Nair la'mea.
Right. No, so if the Mishnah just had the case of nair, so I would say like this. that if the guy lights the candle for himself, then it's mutter for the Jew to use it. Why? Because it's a ner le'echad, ner le'meah. Whatever, he can't light half the candle, he can't light just the light you need, right? As long as the guy needs some light, then he's going to have to illuminate the whole room, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, what? Rashi says, Kevan de nachri letzor ko hidliko leka lemeimar de bishvil yisrael afish. Because you can't say that he's adding, once he needs it himself, there's no chash to say that maybe he's adding a little for you.
Right.
Okay? Because a candle is either off or on. Once he wants it on, he can't make it brighter for you. He's not gonna light it more on fire for you. Okay? So that I would say, but if I just had the candle case, then I might say like, what?
Valmaim ligzer dilma asila afushi bishvil Yisrael.
That's the question. No, but maybe if the Mishnah just had the case of the candle, so I'd say the candle I'm allowed to use because there's no gzera that maybe he's going to make it brighter for me. But maybe when he goes to fill up the water for his animal, maybe I can't drink from it because I'm choshe, she's going to pour more water for the animal.
Can you just lit more candles? Is that the same thing?
Is that different?
No. And apparently what you're going to use is the same as what he's going to use. But there's no, I mean, you could, yeah, I mean, if you would, you could construct a case too out of candles. But it would be telling, by only taking the case of candles, it's telling you it has to be the type of thing where there's nothing to add.
Okay.
So you see, so the Gemara says there's a bigger chiddush in the case. There's a bigger chiddush in the case of the mayim than in the case of the ner, because by the mayim you might say that what was Rashi the other thing? No, by the mayim you might say that if he pours water for himself and then he sees me coming to drink, maybe he's going to go and get some more. Okay. So you see, there's a bigger chiddush in the water than in the candle. I don't ask you right now what the why couldn't just add the water case. Gemara never says that, but
right.
The Rambam explains it. But that's not for us right now. Go ahead. So now you just need to know that one fact.
All right. So Tosvos, Mashke Akar v'Yisrael, Vim Bishvil Yisrael Asher. Umir b'Yotam mitanaka behemto v'lo nakat mile ma'im la'atzmo davka lahashkos behemto Asher mishum shelo haya yakol havia l'toch habor while hu atzmo shari. The mitvas v'ole, mitvas v'yored. Right.
That's right. So Tosis wants to be medayik from the Mishnah. He says, what's the case in the Mishnah? It's a strange case again. That the guy is filling up the water for his animal. And then it says, you can't give your animal that water.
Right?
That's what it says. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to be medayik that since it says you can't give your animal that water, you yourself could drink that water. Even if he went to the well and filled the water up for you and did hotzah, you could drink that water. Why? What's the difference between you drinking the water and your animal drinking the water? Saying because the animal could not have gone down to the bar and drunk. It would not have made it in or out. I'm not sure which one, but you would not have been able to do that. You couldn't have. The bore is deep, right? And you can't. The animal can't go into the bore and drink. So you needed the guy to draw the water from the bore in order for your animal to drink. But you personally could jump into the bore and drink. So therefore, even though the guy does it for you, right? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even though the guy does it for you, it doesn't matter.
Couldn't you say about the candle?
Does this
also
make sense? Just what you're saying?
You could have lit. No, you could.
No. What?
Does this make sense? Like, I mean, does it?
I mean, and the Ron explains this, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. He just has a couple more words. Just to make it a little. He says. He says the custom betos from Rabbeinu Tam, the mizu nokat le behemto v'lo nokat mili mayim laatzmo. So he says, "Ve'eno nima de'lo ahani le'maisov," saying the guy's maisa didn't benefit you. Why? Sherehu atzma yochol le'irid lebor v'lishdos. That's what he says. Since you personally could have gone to the bore and drunk, right? So the guy is Maisa, is not really benefiting you. What is he doing? He's giving you water from the boar. I could have gotten water from the boar. But if he's giving your animal water from the boar, that's something you cannot have gotten.
He's saying since you could do it without being over Nisr,
that's right.
He doesn't
mean. That's right. Since you could have done it without being over Malach on Shabbos and Nisr Shabbos, so the fact that he gives it to you.
So we're saying his action doesn't even partake of Malach then, since it's.
That's a good question. It's okay. A good question. It's not so simple because you got to view his action in
right,
different
from,
frameworks,
right? From
right?
The animal
in terms
and from
of
you.
The animal,
right,
you
isn't.
Can't.
Right. Yeah.
You can't. It's hard to say you can just define the Maisa like we were trying to say before. It's hard to say you can just define. You can just stamp the Maisa as Isser.
Yeah.
Heter. It becomes very particular.
Right.
You got to know exactly. It depends exactly what you're trying to do. If you're doing something, basically the formula more or less is saying that if it's something that you could have done without him, not exactly, right? Not exactly. You couldn't have drunk water here without him, but you could have drunk water from the boar without him, right? Then it's mutter. Why? Because he's not benefiting you. That's what he's saying. He's lo mahanali maisa. His maisa didn't really do anything for you. But if you needed his maisa for the water to give your animal, then he is mahanali maisa. Right, let's go a little further. Go ahead.
Right. So v'had asrinan b'gemara nachri shaliket asavim l'tzorach Israel. Alvagavdi Israel yachol hamid behemto al gabi asavim hamuchubar.
So that's the case we read on Friday.
Right.
Right. That the Gemara says later on that if a guy picked grasses, right, for the Jew's animal, say a guy collected grass, he harvested the hay, and he fed it, and he gave it to the Jew for his animal. So the Gemara says it's usher. It's usher for the Jew to use that, to let his animal eat that. So the problem though is that there's no isser for the animal to eat from the mechuber. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the problem? What's the guy benefiting you? He's giving you this hay? Yeah, but I could have given my animal this very same hay. Every strand of, every straw of hay, every piece of hay, I could have given the animal myself. How? Just let him mow the lawn himself. He could have been the lawnmower. What do I need you to go and cut it?
An eye drink from him.
It'd be the same like thing, right? So that's a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. So why does the Gemara say that you can't let the animal eat that hay? What hana am I getting from the maisa of harvesting? I could have gotten this hay without the harvest. So anybody want to give an answer? No creative answers out there? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Omer ben Tam, the Hasam Nami, Ari betray Avre de Nahara. Shalohaya Yachol Lehevi Habehema Lashan.
That's right. Very simple.
Two sides.
The hay is on the other side of the river.
That water again.
Okay, you couldn't ford the river. The hay is on the other side of the river. So you couldn't have brought the animal to the hay.
Right.
So how do you get the hay to the animal? Cutting it on Shabbos. Which is a little interesting, right? It's a little bit, it's not exactly the same as the Hotzah case, right? It's not exactly the same.
But it's weird.
It's different.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Premises you could have gotten it, and we're saying, no, you couldn't have gotten it.
Well, that's really the problem. His premise is you couldn't have gotten it.
Well, by the water case, you're saying there's no obstacle of malacha to prevent you from. I mean, it's true that. You're now being nana in a different way because now the water's here.
Right.
Right. But here he's saying that. No.
What's a little bit strange? What's a little bit strange? Yeah.
No, it seems the same.
To me, it's a little bit strange. Why? Because when the water's in the boar, so the boar is a rishus hayachid, right? And the boar is a rishus rabim, and now you have to bring it to you, is whatever it is. One is a rishus yachid, one the boar, I guess, is a rishus yachid, but it's in the rishus rabim. So So the Maisa of Hotzah itself, the Malacha of Hotzah itself, is what is bringing, is what is producing it for you. Right? Simultaneously with the Hotzah is the Mayim. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But by the grasses, what's the Malacha? The Katsira. When does your animal get to eat it? When it comes over the river. And I said, it's not the same exact thing. Because the Katsira itself is not what you're benefiting from. For instance, if you would have done Katsira on this side of the river, that would have been fine. Right? It's a combination of Katsira and the thing was inaccessible. It was at least by the boar. It's the Malacha of Hotzah that is exactly bringing it to you. Here the Katsira is like a step before
the thing itself.
It's not the Malacha itself. Because
even after Katsira is done, you still don't have anything. Even after Katsira is done, you still don't have anything.
That's right. Even after the Katsira is done, you don't have anything. And you can't say that it's... And it's not because the Malacha... It's not because Katsira is a Malacha that it's Asr. Because if he would have done Katsira on this side of the river, it would have been Mutter. So it's like... It's when Katsira is necessary for another thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little bit... It's a little funny. Something's a little funny about it.
I was
going
to say, well, isn't it just... If the goy does a malacha that
I hear, yeah,
is
yeah,
necessary,
yeah.
Then I mean, I don't, the fact that it's not right now, or I mean, as long as it's necessary, then it's, you're going to be over into.
No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I know, but I want to hear what you're saying.
So this is on the Hotzah in that case.
See, there you can say, right, over there, you can say that there's a product of Hotzah. What's the product of Hotzah? The product of Hotzah is that the water is here. That is the product of Hotzah, right? And why am I, and how am I drinking? Because the water is here. And then the Hotzah, the product of the Malacha and the thing that I'm doing are synonymous. Well, not exact sentence. But the product of the Hotzah, the product of the Malacha, and my access to it are synonymous. Right? My access is because it's here.
Right.
The Malacha is bringing it here. Right. But over there, the Malacha is snipping it. That doesn't make it accessible to me. So why don't I say, the Malacha is not what really brought it to me. The Malacha is not. The Malacha was just a prior step. It's not the product of the Malacha, because the Malacha sometimes makes it accessible. So the Malacha sometimes is necessary, sometimes is unnecessary, but it's not necessary in the same way. I mean, you're right. I think you're right, too. I'm just saying it's something to think about. It's not exactly the same. There's a reason why I'm telling you this. But it's not exactly the same. In other words, if there are two causes, normally we say Zev is two. There are two causes. They're like Zev is a Gorim, so you don't say... Even though one cause is Asr and one cause is Mutter, you don't say it's Asr. You have two things. Two things produce something. One is Asr Barna and one is Mutter Barna. That's Zev Zegarim, two causes. You can't say it's caused exclusively by Asr. I hear what you're saying, though. I mean, you're right. Without the Malacha, Nisan is right. You could still say without the Malacha, you couldn't have gotten it.
In which case?
Even by the Trey of Reynara. But it's not the same thing. It's not like it's the product of the Malacha per se.
Something else.
It's the product of the Malacha and something else. I hear what you're saying. You definitely, we're both right. Okay, I'm just saying it's a little different. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay, the Afagav. Yeah,
right, this is a little bit of a complicated thing in terms of chat wise.
Afagav Dahach Bava Demile Mayim.
Maybe you don't need to do this.
Okay.
It's just more complicated. So let's just skip down to the Ri. Vri Omer.
Vri Omer.
See the Ri Omer, the wide line, first wide line of the wide lines?
Vri Omer. Dehuadin li Yisrael Atmo Asra.
The Ri argues with Tosis. The Ri says, no, doesn't matter. Even the Jew himself can't drink the water.
V'haidinaka behemto. V'ashminan rabusa. D'lo gazrinan dilma asidal fushi bishvil Yisrael. shebehema regila lishkos harpe. La Yisrael atzma pshita deshose achrav. The legal mekash kule hay dilma asil ofushe.
So the Ri says no. He says that Rabbeinu Tam's diak is wrong. That even for the Yisrael, even if the guy brings the water for the Yisrael to drink, which Rabbeinu Tam says the Yisrael could have done without him, right? It still is usher for the Yisrael to drink. So why does the Mishnah have the case of the behema? Why didn't the Mishnah just have the case of bringing water to the person? So he says, no, because the whole, if you remember, what we did first.
But I have to talk the question Rabbeinu Tam is answering is why you need the water in addition to Nair.
One second.
No, that's the Gemara.
So Rabbeinu Tam is saying, since the Mishnah took the case of giving the water to the behema, so you see, giving the water to the person would be mutter. Right? That's Rabbeinu Tam's
argument. Okay.
The Ri says that's not a good argument, because why is this whole case of water here to begin with? Because it wants to show you different than there, right? What's the whole chiddush of the water case? To show you that you're not choshesh, he's going to fill up more for you, right? Mm-hmm. Says that's really only shayach when you're going to let your animal drink, right? Dibidalye achas, Moshe harbe letzorko letzorach Yisrael. Because in one bucketful, there's plenty for both you and him. That's like the candle. If it was just one bucketful of water, and the Mishnah would say, you could drink, that'd be the same thing like a candle. In one bucket, there's enough for two people. Okay? But for two animals, it's not enough. Right? So that's the chiddush of the case of the watering. The whole chiddush is to show you that even when there's a chashash that he's going to go and get more, we're not choshesh. So it had to take the case of the bigger drinker. Not to tell you that we've mutter for the person, but to tell you the heter of you're not choshesh for him to go and then get more. Right? So therefore the re holds that there's no chilek. The re holds that once the guy does any malacha and you're partaking of it, even though you could have done the thing yourself, like gotten the water from the well yourself, it's usher. But that's Tosa Shita. It's only usher for everybody if it's a Daraisa, and it's usher for that guy if it was the Rabbanan, and mutter for everybody else.
V'yesh ratu lamar tzedaka
shasiyah. Right. Although b'karm l'shor l'yisrael
achar. Right.
Right.
Because it's the Rabbanan.
Now again, let's just take one quick look at the Ran, because the Ran explains again the Ri's sheet a little bit more. So the Ran says, it's on the other side, really. Let's go up to the Menvav and Beis, the top.
Yes.
He says, Hilka.
Masha de Masnizan Nakad Behemto, Orcha de Milsan Nakad.
So he gives a little bit of a different answer than the Ri. He says, why did the Mishnah give the case of the animal?
Not
that's the normal case.
Nafisha B'makam Hashkaz Habemos, Mutsuim Sham Yisraelim Venachrim.
Because that's where Jews and Goyim are together. At the animal watering hole.
Right.
Right.
In Hakanami, in Dafilu Mile Main Latmo, Asrali Israel, Ish Dosmehen. Tahami Kamakam, Yehanule, Maasav.
That's right. So you see, that's what I want to show you.
Right.
That even according to the Ri, this is the Ri Shita, it still is because it would seem, because he's quoting the Ri, right? He does quote the Ri.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, on the other side.
Bechena Rizal, Dochas, right? No, that's the Raz. Where's the Ri? Does he quote the Ri? Yeah, where is it?
That's four lines from the bottom.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. So he says that what? That. So why is it Usher? Why is it Usher when the guy goes down to the well and draws the water?
He's being a Nana from his.
When the Rabbeinu Tam says you weren't Nana from his Maisa?
He says you are being Nana from his
Maisa. Why? Go ahead.
Right, because Shal Yidei Malachto Shal Nachri who yachol lishtos mehem b'makom zeh.
That's right. See, that's the recess. The recess, you're wrong. What do you mean you're not being nana from the mice of the guy? Where are you drinking the water? Right here. And you're telling me, but what's the big deal? I could have just rolled down to the bottom of the well, drunk the water, and climbed back out. Yeah, where would you rather drink the water? Where would you rather? Wouldn't you rather drink the water here? So you're a nana. So what's the machlokas? I mean, what's the machlokas? Rabbeinu Tam is a kafoy tov, and
and the question is, is that considered a chatzah shohana? The fact that you could drink it in
over
here,
place. Somewhere else,
right?
Same message as Shusia. Does makom factor in?
Right, exactly.
Qualifying.
That's it. You just disposed of this big machlokas with me and the Rabbeinu Tam.
Just like that.
With the back of your hand. With the back of your hand. Kalach yad. Okay. Now take a look. One more sheet over here. One more sheet. Take a look at the Baal HaMor. We can read it in the Ram.
Okay.
It's the four lines up from the Ram on the other side. Let me read you in the Baal HaMor himself.
Okay.
He gives a better explanation of himself than the Ram does of him. See, the Baal HaMor quotes, he says the first one. V'hadam Rav Abba Bar Kana, Rav Chanina. The second one. Hadatan Yimila Mayim Lahashkos Lebehemto, right?
Yeah.
Mashkach of Yisroel. Vimbishrius or Osir. Yesh Merabosenu Chachmei Tzorfas, Mechachmei Narbona, Kemochain, Shomru Dafko Lahashkos Behemto. So that's like a Rabbeinu Tam. That the only Isser, when the guy fills the trough of water for the animal, for your animal, is to let your animal drink. But you yourself could drink if he filled it for you. Why? She'il mole miloy anochri lohoy Yisrael yochol lehashkosa lebemdo. Because the Jew would not have been able to do this without the guy. Of a lishtos achrov, but for him himself, mutter. She'adam atapis v'yorid lebor, atapis yolah. Person can climb in and out. Ve'afil below miloy anochri, hoy yochol lishtos. Ve'ishtakeach lo ahanu maisav denochri. Same svar. That the Nachri was not benefiting him. The Nachri didn't benefit him because he could have gone to the well and drunk. But listen to this. He says, "V'afu pishas Nachri midas atzmo b'shvil Yisrael in choshen l'kach." Right. So of course he had to have done it on his own accord. V'chein liket asovim. Now what about the case of the asovim where the Gemara says it's asur and you could have just given your animal the asovim there too? That's the kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "Kevan deukimno dekoylo ba'apa va'ozlo va'ochlo." That's the Gemara we did on Friday. That the Gemara says that you're just standing in front of the animal, preventing the animal from running away, and the animal is eating. But it's a stationary thing. You're standing in one spot, and you're making sure the animal is standing in one spot. Okay. Lo hay Yisrael lasos zed. Did I miss something? Lo hayu Yisrael yochol lasos ze b'mechubar ba'asovim shayu mifurzorin l'kan l'kan. He doesn't give Tosfos's answer that the grass was on the other side of the river. He says the grasses were scattered all around. Now you couldn't do that if the grasses are scattered all around.
See, the mukhs are part of
it. No. She'ein derech l'ha'achil kein l'behema kidekoy lo ba'apa va'ozla.
Can't just stand there.
Says there's two ways to feed an animal. Either you feed an animal by putting him somewhere and just standing there and making sure he stays put and eats, or you got to be like a rancher and you got to take him all over for the grasses. Eat a little here, eat a little there, eat a little there, right?
Okay, therefore.
So you're saying that's the case. The case is the grasses were all over the place, and the guy cut them and plop them into one spot. Right? Now, all you have to do is stand put and make sure the animal stays there. Could you have done that without the guy? No.
So the way in which, the manner in which you're feeding the animal has changed.
That's right. He says, She'ein derech l'hachil kein l'behema kidekoy lo ba'apav. There's no comparison in feeding an animal by standing in one place or in having to take him all around to eat. Says, "Oval imoya b'moko miresh yesho maharbe asovim v'ya yochol Yisrael yochol la'achilon lebehemto b'mechubra afilu b'ma'amid al gaben But if there was a field and all the one big rich field, and all you'd have to do is stand there and watch them graze, afagav shalokan nochri b'shul Yisrael mutter kol kamad lo ahanu ma'isa v'lo oved el midaitan nafshe machla ben mechubar. Ain't shem chash. There's no chash in having an animal eat mechubar. There's no chash iser. He's saying general iser malacha mishum. But before she was mechilta leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha hanachla v'hi toleshes v'zuhi nicha shalom. So it says even though you have to let your animal rest, not let do malacha with your animal, that the mechilta says that means the animal has to rest, right? But eating mechubar is how he rests. And it's not like loading up your animal and having him do otsa. That's you have to the shvisas behemto. But you don't have to. The animal doesn't have to be show based from plisha. But anyway, so that's the machlokas. In other words, the balamor sounds like essentially he's holding like Rabbeinu Tam, that the guy has to be mahane you. Right, the mice of the guy has to benefit you. So if he just gives you water from the boar, I could have jumped in the boar.
What is that?
Right. But when it comes to the question of the asovim, he gives a different answer to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that what? That the asovim had to be on the other side of the river. Meaning, say, that the maisa was impossible. Right? Like, the maisa of the achila was impossible. Right? But if they were mefuzarim, he would say it's also asovim. Because what did the animal do? The animal ate these grasses. Could the animal have eaten these grasses without the malacha? Yeah, I would have had to take him here, take him there, take him there. But he could have eaten these grasses, right?
Even if the guy did it for him.
Therefore, Tosa says it had to be on the other side of the river.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, would be mutter.
But the Balamor has a different answer. He says, even though the animal could have eaten these grasses without the malacha of the guy, if he couldn't have eaten them in this way, it's asa. Whereas apparently, you don't count the person drinking is drinking. You don't count how he gets there. Now, the derech of the drinking is the same whether you're in the bottom of the pit or outside of the pit. You still take the cup, put it to your lips, and drink.
Right? Saying muckle matters.
Whereas feeding an animal, there are two completely different ways to feed an animal. Either you got to schlep them all over the place, or you sit back and relax and watch them eat. Right? Those are different ways. Mm-hmm. You don't say there are two ways of drinking. One jumping into the boar and one not jumping. That's not
there,
a way.
The same way.
No, he's not. Who?
The animal.
No, he's not. No, he's not. It's a whole different derech of feeding an animal. Do you have to be a rancher? You have to go take them all over the place? Or can you... Oh, this is what he's saying. He's being a colleague. No. There's a difference in moving to do the activity, right? And a moving activity versus a stationary activity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jumping into the boar is just moving to drink.
Right.
But feeding the animal here, there, and everywhere is a moving type of feeding. Right?
Yep.
So that's the three of us. So we'll see if we can get somewhere on this.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get somewhere. Right? It's very hard. It's very, very hard. But anyways, three sheets. One more time. What? The Re says... Any hanah that you get from the guy, right, is usher. So since, even though I could have jumped into the boar and drunk the water in the bottom of the boar, since the guy is letting me drink it here, it's usher, right?
Yep.
Rabbeinu Tam says that as long as what I'm doing now b'maisa I could have done without the guy, it's mutter. So since I could have drunk the water in the bottom of the boar, it's mutter. And since I could have given the animal these grasses, it's mutter, right?
Mm.
And the Ran also has a case, like if the guy brings you bread on Shabbos from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, he says it's mutter because you could have gone in the street and eaten it. Same thing, right? But the Balamor gives a different answer. He says that what? That by the water in the boar, he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, right? That since you could have gone to the bottom of the pit and drunk it, it's mutter. But by the grasses, he holds... As long as it's feeding him in a different way, it's awesome. But let's leave the Balamor out. I just wanted you to see the Shita. Let's just, in terms of thinking about it, let's just think about the main problem. The Re versus Rabbeinu Tam, the boar. Okay?
Yeah.
Take a look at the Rani. Okay? Huh?
Interesting one.
Very interesting one.